Are you guys ready to try a little exercise together? All right, whatever you're doing, just stop, take a deep breath, squeeze your pelvic floor muscles like you're trying not to pee, hold it, keep holding it, and release. Congratulations, everyone. You just did one Kegel exercise. Now, if you can, repeat that a couple hundred more times, please. And it takes, honestly, just repetition in a whole process. So even if you're consistent with it, there's probably a high chance you aren't even doing them correctly. Laugh, sneeze, or cough without worry. Wellness and sexual health is often an unspoken concern. We're often told to just live with it or deal with it. Women's pelvic floor health is important. Your lap is small, discreet, effective, so say goodbye to the sudden urge to go to the bathroom. YarLap is FDA cleared to treat female stress, urge, and mixed urinary incontinence. Stronger pelvic floor muscles may have a stronger response to orgasm. Look, I'm telling you guys, I tried this, I had my mom try it, and we are pleased. YarLap is the small and discreet device that you use at home to have your Kegels done for you with auto Kegel technology. So go to YARLAP.com and use your promo code HUMBLE to get $50 off. That's YARLAP, YARLAP.com, and use your promo code HUMBLE for $50 off with free shipping within the US. That's YARLAP.com, promo code HUMBLE. Get up off my feet, I'm dancing to a different beat. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I'm actually recording this on Thanksgiving. I came to one of our little rooms and I'm like hiding away while the craziness is going on downstairs, but I'm actually going to steal my sisters away for a little bit today so I can fill you guys in on everything that's been going on. Oh my gosh, I know I mentioned a little bit last week that I was going through something, and so I'm going to be sharing that with you guys today. We're talking all about relationships, what it means to lie, to be lied to cheat, to be cheated on. Not that that happened. We are getting into it all, and of course, we're laughing our asses off as we do it. So let's get to it and enjoy the show. Welcome back, ladies. Jackie.
Welcome back.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jessica. Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So happy Thanksgiving, everybody at home. If you're actually you guys have already had your Thanksgiving, so I hope you had a great one. But we are actually recording on Thanksgiving.
Yes, we are so thankful.
Yes. They actually spent the night last night, yes. And all the munchkins are downstairs, probably just like tearing the house down, but that's okay.
Thank God for mother-in-laws and our mother, yes, for helping watch them right now.
Yes. My mother-in-law's going to be staying with us for about like 3 months.
I love that.
Amazing.
I know. I'm actually kind of excited.
Yeah.
It's
like
it's a built-in
support system.
Yes.
Like you're gonna have a lot of time now.
I know. I'm really excited. Although I have been carving out 6 a.m. Yoga classes.
Which is awesome.
Because I haven't really made myself a priority lately. And I was like, you know what? This is my only time to go. I have to stop making excuses. So therefore, now I'm going.
And I'm going to start going with.
Yes. You need to start.
I need to.
Who are you looking at? Me?
Jessica. Jessica. Oh. Jessica. I was like, wow.
Don't look at me like that. I know I have to go back, but I don't want to.
Judgy.
I'm just not.
What?
You know when you get those like, you get into those mental like funks.
Oh yeah.
And it's because losing weight or like getting back in shape is all mental.
Yes.
And you have to be like, I'm going to do this.
I'm ready.
And I'm not there yet. I'm happy right now.
Yeah.
And.
But that's good.
I know I need to.
Yeah. Right.
I just
What do you feel
to.
Like motivates you?
Nothing. It's just like a click. It's just like you wake up one morning it's and you're like click.
You don't feel like it has to be like a vacation or a reason.
Yes.
You don't need anything like that.
No. I do.
No. Mm-mm. You do, Jessica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little motivation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like, can I tell you guys what's going on?
Yes. Start.
Yes.
So shit went down in the house, right?
Yeah.
But can I tell you the craziest thing?
Yes.
So before everything happened, the morning of, I was like, Gosh, I always am like my fittest when after a breakup, like always. And the morning that everything sort of happened, I was like, oh God, can I have like a pretend breakup just so that I can like lose the weight?
No, you brought it into your universe. Yes.
I'm not even
you
kidding.
You manifested it.
By the way, this is just a precursor. We did not break up. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think everyone now is going to be freaking out.
Okay, so we did not break up. It is a happy ending, but there was like some shit that went down first, and then we got to the happy ending. So okay. I'm going to sort of like, break it down to you guys.
Okay.
Also, I was very hesitant about even sharing the story because you know when something happens in your relationship and you're like, God, I don't want to tell my mom or my sisters or my best friends because I don't want them to hate them kind of thing. Or not hate them, but like I don't want them to like look at them differently.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you have to like swallow it and you don't say it. Well, you know me, I have like diarrhea of the mouth and I tell you guys everything. Yes. And I literally was going through it and I was like, I can't tell them. I don't want to tell them. I don't want them to be angry or whatever. And then I was like, nah, screw it. I have to tell them.
You needed someone to vent to.
I did. And so, and granted, it wasn't that serious of a thing, obviously, now looking back. But when you're in the moment,
of course,
everything feels like just huge. Yeah. All right. Agreed. So last week, Riley and I were about to record the podcast. And all of a sudden, like, I caught him in a lie. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to give you guys all the details because, you know, privacy. But I caught him in a lie. And he like continuously lied about something like this, like not continuously, like
he kept digging himself into the hole.
Yes,
He kept digging and digging.
And I kept catching him in the lie and I'm like, tell me the truth. Okay. Yeah. So it finally comes out of like, okay, you know, why he was doing it. He was just embarrassed and like my crazy Latina side came out. Right. So he just got like super scared when I asked him the question.
Right.
And yeah, immediately he was like, no, like, no, 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 no. And then just like kept going. And so for me, it wasn't about what it was about. It was more about
it turned
the
into,
lie.
It was right. It was like, it was you the lied principle. To me.
Right. And I'm like, you know, so it got ugly there for a second because for me, I have a 0.0% tolerance in lying. Yeah. Right. For me, it's lying and cheating in my house. No, ma'am. No, thank you. Not happening.
Mm-hmm.
For others, it could be alcohol. Like Riley's trigger is alcohol. For me, it's cheating and lying. Not that he did any of those things. It's just that those are my triggers. For other people, it's like drugs, right? Like you touch, you know, you touch this, we're done. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So when he lied to me, it was just like a immediate, like, this is a red flag, right? And yeah, and I freaked out. Like I freaked the fuck out. And I was angry that like, you know, we're supposed to be a team here. And it's almost like, well, what else are you lying about? Right. And my brain goes to like a worst case scenario.
Right.
And so that's sort of how it went down. It sort of lasted and it lingered for like 24 hours. And so went to bed, you know, upset. And I ended up going downstairs on the couch, and which I've never done. And we never fight. And so this to us.
And I think that's what happened is you guys literally never fight.
Yeah. Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
You was bigger here and there, but it's never been like a storming or like I'm livid.
No.
Yeah. Screaming like I am so pissed.
No, we don't do that. And so this was a big deal. And I just had like, I felt like, oh, like sucker punched, you know, in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like that you can't sleep and you're just, and for me, it was, again, it was bringing up like, just like my traumas of like past relationships of being lied to or whatever. And so it was not good for me mentally. I was spiraling.
Yeah.
That's what you
text me. You said, my life is
in shambles. My life is in shambles.
And I was like, call me now.
Yeah, it was like 8 a.m. Because I didn't want to do it the night before because I was just like, no, I'm not like there yet to like
talk about
everything. And so anyway, so then the whole next day I was like, okay, I just have to get out of the house, right? And mind you, I've never had to deal with this with a child.
Yeah.
So for me, again, for me, it was like I was going through all these emotions, feeling like I've been here before mentally, emotionally, right. But never with but a not kid.
Right.
Of like, you know.
It's a different dynamic.
It is.
It's totally different.
It's a different fight too, yep. Right? Because yes. Before kids, you'd be like, I'm out. You, bro. I'm out of here. I'm done.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
Bye. And now it's like, no, I have a family. Like, I can't just pick up. We have a home to get
through it.
Mind you, I don't think it was, any of it was that. I think you went to a very dramatic place.
Right.
Because it was not that big of a deal.
You know, I mean, but I think it's justified. I think that what your reaction was justified.
Yeah. And so I think for me, it was okay. What's the, like, am I like overreacting here, or is this like okay thoughts to have? And that's why I feel like I had to ask you guys, because yeah. I was like, am I going crazy, or is this okay? Right?
Everyone, I mean, at home, I think you went a little so crazy. I think you did go a little Latin.
Yeah.
I mean, but
no, I don't think so. I think it was bit. Valid. Totally valid. Nope. I disagree. Valid.
Listen, I'm not saying it was right or wrong. I think it was a little Latin, but right. It all the. You got your message across.
Yes.
I don't think he'll ever lie to you again. Yes,
exactly.
Which is what you wanted. Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm not saying that like you.
Well, and so for me, it's like I need full transparency, mm-hmm. right? As there should be in a relationship. And after it happened, we finally talked, I would say what? Like, so it happened. Yeah, it was like 24 hours later, mm-hmm. right? And so I will say this. We needed to have this conversation. Mm-hmm. What happened was absolutely necessary because I'm telling you, I'm not even sure we would have lasted long term had this not happened.
Yeah, it was because one of those foundational things.
It was because we were, because our communicate, although we communicate great, we still weren't getting to like root of certain issues.
Yeah.
And this just opened that line of communication for us to be like, okay, well, let's really get everything out there. How do you feel? Mm-hmm. And then I basically just like told him everything that I felt.
I think in relationships, it's the art of learning to fight with your partner.
Yes.
Right? Because either you start, like I've been with Tim for 10 years and we fight, okay? Yeah. But every time we fight, we find the root cause of what is causing the... Like he has a short temper and it's like, but why did you have a short temper? Well, I don't feel like you're doing this for me. Or like, I'm not getting enough of this.
Right.
And then that's why he's on edge.
Because like, you guys used to fight in the beginning of your relationship. You used to fight really ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly.
Ugly.
And then
like the storming, the stomping, the slamming the doors.
I'm leaving you.
Yeah. I'm the dramatic, like in my car, like I'm leaving. It's
right.
Like,
right.
Okay. Yeah. But then every conversation brought us back. And now like we can literally start a fight and all of a sudden like one of us will grin and start laughing and the other one's like, I know, we're so dumb.
Yeah.
And then we just start talking like, yeah, like why did you get so mad? Oh, you know what? It's because of X, Y, and Z. And now we're learning to fight better.
No, right. That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's so important. And, you know, I also feel like I think it just, you almost have to argue, right? In relationships. I think it strengthens you. And if it's not going to break you guys up, it's going to make you guys stronger.
Yes.
And I think that for me was a huge, because mm-hmm. I'm like, we shouldn't be having this conversation, but it's almost like, okay, maybe it's good.
But we're all humans too, right?
We all make mistakes. Yeah. I'm not perfect.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Yeah. So...
Far from, honey. Far from.
Yeah. And so it's almost like, okay, you know, now you know my trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And now you know that next time you do that, I am out. I'm done. I don't deal with that. And so I think he definitely learned his lesson. But yeah, I feel like since then we've been tight. Although for me, I feel like I need to go talk to somebody.
Yeah.
About what?
Because I feel like I'm in this place of like, we're stronger, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I myself am like insecure.
So you have to work through your own.
I need to work. Yeah, I need to work this.
Yeah, you need to let go.
Work through this. I know. because now I'm thinking, okay, well, mind you, we were in the middle of looking for houses because we're going to buy a house. And we talked about getting married and talked about having a baby, right?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden.
Three huge things. And then it's like, you want to blindside me with a lie. And then it's like, well, shit, like, maybe we shouldn't get married and buy a house and do all these things together, right? Because,
like, again, for 24 hours, like, your life was put on, like, where am I going?
Yeah.
But I was like, shit, I'm going to be a single mom. I got to go. Dang, I got to go find an apartment.
You went there. You went there.
Yes, oh, my gosh. I know.
But I would have done the same thing.
But that's the Latina in us. I don't know. And so now I have to, like, remember all the things that are positive and that we've gotten stronger and whatever, but like that little seed has been planted in my head and I need to like work on that seed before it gets too big and then I'm ruining something that shouldn't be ruined.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You're going to sabotage yourself.
You don't want to self-sabotage yourself.
Yep, exactly. And so I'm trying to talk to him through things, but I almost feel like there's things that maybe I shouldn't talk to him about and I feel like I need to work on them with somebody else. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's good. No, definitely. I've got...
Because I was like, I don't know. I'm kind of now insecure about like getting pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because I feel like, look, there are some men that are like super attracted to women when they're pregnant, right?
Yeah.
And then I think that's few and far between. I don't think that that's...
I mean, I think that is a conversation you should have with Riley.
Which I did.
Look, I need you to... I am words of affirmation and I really need your physical touch right now during this phase in my life, right? Like I really need you to give me that extra boost.
Well, he's like, I know I have to like gain your trust back. It's like, yeah.
What about what about like a couples counseling?
I talked, well, it's funny. Jackie and I talked about this and I was almost like, I don't know how much I want to know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's almost like maybe you needed like, because I don't think he wants to know about my past and every relationship I've been in and everything that they've done to me.
Well, is that what couples counseling does?
No.
Or does it just talk about the current, like,
your current?
I'm going to, like, psychoanalyze you and find out about your past and figure out why you are who you are today.
Well,
and
do you do that a little bit in both?
Right. And it's almost like, he doesn't have to know about my past, like, in detail about my past. And I don't want to know about, in detail about his past.
But don't you think that's important to know about their past?
I don't know.
Because that's, like, who you are.
Yeah,
that
but it's almost like, do you have to know everything? I don't think it's necessary.
Natalie made a good point, though, because she was just like, I don't want that burden.
I don't want to carry his.
And that's not for you. Right. But I do want to know
because, by
what
the way,
made you.
I that will make me spiral even more. Mm-hmm. I will now psychoanalyze all of that and think, well, now, by the way, he told me one thing about his past and I can never forget it. And so I'm that kind of person that's almost like, I don't know if I want to know everything.
Do you get jealous of like
past
of the past?
No, mm-hmm. But like he broke up with one of his girlfriends because she had like, her body was like kind of like little boyish.
Yeah,
remember?
I talked
about that. And for me, it always stuck in my mind. And
girlfriend, your body is nothing boyish, okay? At all.
Okay, I know, but I'm just
yeah, girl.
It's cute that you would
yeah.
No, you guys are missing it. He's a very visual person.
Got it.
Okay.
Yes.
And so that's sort of
which means that you are the complete opposite of
boy.
Of like a little boy's body.
I know.
Like you have tits and ass.
I know. But it just goes deeper than that for me.
I
know. I'm crazy.
You gotta go talk to somebody.
I do.
You need a name.
Yeah, you definitely.
You gotta work through this, girl. You gotta work through
this. I know. But you know what sucks? I never once like doubted any of this until all that happened. That's why it triggered me and it hit a really, really soft spot for me. Then now I'm like questioning everything, which I know I need to work through. That's my thing. So,
but I think it's valid. I think
because
when you're lied to, like there's a trust thing, right?
Yeah.
So now you have to build that trust again. And then
it's almost like, okay, like there's a spectrum of lies. The holidays are just around the corner, and I know exactly what I'm getting myself this year. Ana Luisa Jewelry. Ana Luisa Jewelry is made for you and the planet in mind. They are 100% carbon and water neutral. but also stunning, if you ask me. And I'm a jewelry expert. Their pieces are the perfect gift for anybody on your list. A friend, a partner, a sister-in-law, a daughter to spoil, even yourself. Their versatile designs are perfect to mix and match and wear every day. The gift guide on their website, along with their bestsellers page, are great destinations to browse most gifted options. I love to layer my necklaces, so I bought 3 necklaces I can mix and match. Plus, they're all timeless, chic, and affordable. I definitely am known to just buy like random pieces, but when I buy them, I wear them all the time. I absolutely recommend, you know, checking out Ana Luisa at shop.analuisa.com/humble. Honestly, I love them. Their pieces start at $39 with sales up to 25% off. So go get your holiday gift on shop.analuisa.com/humble. Look, there's no such thing as too much comfort. And if you could use a little more, then you're in luck. Brooklinen's biggest sale of the year is here, which means serious savings on essentials for creating your dream space. This sale is big news for your comfort. Brooklinen's entire site of super soft, seriously cozy essentials is on sale right now. Brooklinen was created to bring dreamy comfort to every corner of your space at prices so affordable, they may make you pinch yourself. Shopping doesn't get any easier than Brooklinen's bundles. So save more when you stock up on essentials for your space. Now is the time to get gifting with deals on items for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping scents for a candle lover or grabbing a gift card, aka the gift that keeps on giving, and the kind of comfort that is always a hit for the holidays. Brooklinen's comfort game is unmatched and their lineup keeps getting better. 5-star sheets were just the start. And their collection of cozy must-haves now include everything from dreamy decor to their new slippers. I'm telling you guys, this is a one-stop shop. Just go here and get everyone in your family something from here. So don't miss it out. Sorry, don't miss out. Brooklinen's biggest sale of the year is here. Listening after the sale, you can still save. Visit brooklinen.com and use promo code HUMBLE for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com, promo code HUMBLE. I have to tell you guys about an amazing new service I found called Framebridge. Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. From art prints and posters to the photos sitting on your phone, you can Framebridge just about anything. So this holiday season, Framebridge is the perfect way to give the gift they'll actually want to receive. So don't give the typical socks again, okay? Give them something special, something only you can give this year. Gift better with Framebridge. Here's how it works. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you a packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. Then you can preview your item in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. That's what I did. Choose your favorites or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece straight to you or anyone on your list. A handcrafted personalized gift from Framebridge starts at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, my listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use my code HUMBLE. So order online at framebridge.com or stop by a Framebridge store to work with a designer in person if you're in New York, DC, Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago. When I was doing Riley's office, I was really wanting to like personalize his office because I really feel like I don't have a lot of photos of like him and his work and Piper and the family. So I went, I had all the photos set up. I even was able to like pick the kind of like brass gold that I wanted for the room. And it really gave me like a really good idea of what it was going to look like in the room. And I love it. It turned out beautiful. So get started today, frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code HUMBLE to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code HUMBLE. That's framebridge.com, promo code HUMBLE. Like, mm-hmm, Jess, true. you had a little, Jackie had a little white lie, and she got caught.
I got caught in a lie.
Okay, too. Explain.
Okay, so, you know, I work in LA. I'm in a car for an hour and a half there, an hour and a half, you know, coming home. And in college, I did this a lot, which was I would go and smoke hookah. like during finals, stressful times, like I would just go and smoke. Me and my friends after school or after school, after college, like, you know, like whatever, we would go and smoke
after class,
class or whatever. Anyway, so like I used to do it a lot. Anyways, fast forward, have kids, kind of stopped doing it. Just not something you do all the time.
Yeah.
And on my way home, I found this hookah lounge. And so I would like sometimes like after a really stressful day, I would just go and smoke or like open my laptop and like smoke and work.
Yeah.
And
did he ever tell you like, I don't like you doing this?
No, I think we maybe like in the past few years, like we've mentioned it. He's like, oh yeah, I forgot you used to do that.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I never tell him.
Yeah. And wait, how do you pay? Do you guys have joint accounts? Because wouldn't he look on your statement? No.
You, only you and your husband do that.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Jackie and I have always had like our own accounts.
Separate.
We have a communal like joint account where we.
Which by the way, could, that's where shit can,
dude,
like
for sure
people go, can do things,
go look at your,
I mean, yeah, you, we, but it's
again
a little bit of privacy too though, right? Like he can do what he wants with his money, I do what I want with my money, but we have our joint in the middle account that goes to our bills and whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyways, I get a text, I'm in the middle of smoking my hookah and I get a text and it's like,
where are you,
from Tim, where are you? And I was like, panic. Why would he just randomly ask me that, like, where are you? And I was like, working. And then he's like, what time are you coming home? And I was like, I'll be home soon. And then he was like, are you cheating on me?
Ooh, busted like, in 3K, honey. Ooh, in HD, honey.
No, I am not. I am not
as
cheating on
as
you.
As she's exhaling as her smoke. Yeah, she was like, can I get the check, please? Check, please.
I did. I was like, I really gotta go. I gotta go. And he was like, why are you in? And this one, I was in Laverne. And he's like, why are you in Laverne? And I was like, fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Fudge. I am so caught. And
put it in front of your
mouth. So then I sent him a picture and I was like, I'm not cheating on you. And I was like laughing, but like dying.
Yeah.
I'm smoking hookah. And then he was like,
you're like, but honey, it's an apple head. It's tropical mint.
Babe.
It's fine.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I can't believe I'm like having to like,
I remember when you texted, you were
no,
you were like trembling when you,
you
called.
Were like, guys, you like, no, she was like, I know, like, guys, I'm
dead.
I'm dead. Like,
I'm
dead.
Plan my funeral.
Plan
my funeral because this is going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so it was. What, so, okay, so you said, I'm so not.
Basically, he was just like, I am so pissed off right now.
Yeah.
So well, I first of all, dreaded.
How did he know? How did he know where you were? Because you guys share everything.
BMWs, and so the BMW has an app where you can like remotely like unlock a door, or you can like check the mileage. Like you'll get pinged, like, "Hey, your car needs service." So all of it is on the app, and it'll tell you too, like where it was last parked, or like where it is. So like if someone were to steal your car, you can track it, right? Well, he can also track
the car.
You can also track your wife.
Ladies, a built-in tracker.
Ladies, you can track your husbands too.
And that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, check if your cars have apps on them.
Now, you know.
Yeah. So, and I had his car that day because I went and got it serviced. Mm. And so I think that's when like he went in or something. He got a notification. And when he went to click on it, it was like, your car's in Laverne. He's like, why the hell is her car? And or why
did he call you or did he just text you?
He just text me.
You didn't even try to call him?
No, what was I going to say? Like, you can't have that kind of conversation over the phone.
No.
So I rushed.
At a hookah place.
Around people.
No.
So I had to rush home and then we had that conversation of like.
Was he so mad when you walked in the door?
Yeah.
You know, like when you're a kid and you get in trouble by your dad.
That's the worst. Gosh.
And you like, you know, you're about to be in trouble when you get home.
And you feel like throwing up. You're like, I hate that feeling.
That's terrible feeling.
It was terrible.
So you walk in.
And it was just like, why did you have to lie?
Yes.
And it was just like, I was scared that you would have been pissed.
That you were
That I was going to hookah.
Right.
Versus me just not telling you.
And did he ask you how many times you went?
Yes.
Yeah. And what did you say?
And I was like, I don't do it all the time, but I do go.
Is this a story that you told? Is this what you told him?
No. Which is true. Like I go off, like, yeah, I would go more often before. And so, but I had to be like, I am so sorry.
Right.
I had to apologize, which.
Right. At least you fessed up though immediately. It's not like you continued the lie.
Well, how?
Yeah, I couldn't have kept that. Yeah, you can't keep that lie going.
She could have easily been like, this is my first time going.
Oh, I would have been like.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
You couldn't.
You couldn't just say, oh, I'm with my coworker.
That's a lie. Why lie?
It's right. <true. laughs>
So Dick. Stupid.
And why in Laverne? Like, no, it's just too many. I'm like, no, it's just like, I fessed up.
Yeah, she easily could have been like, oh, it was like for a work thing. Like that would have continued the lie.
No, and then it was like, but you should have told me, like, because we always talk about the day. Like, in the morning, it's just like, hey, what's the day look like? Right. Okay, well, I have to do this, and this. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, there was a work thing.
Yeah.
He would have, like, been like, no. And then I would have made it 10 times worse.
Yeah. So he was mad at you.
So he was mad, yeah. And then the whole thing, I was like, look, I have to build your trust again. I am so sorry.
Right.
And he felt like I had ripped like the table or the rug underneath him. And he was like, I hated that feeling in my gut that you lied to me. And
exactly.
I was like, oh my gosh. So when you text me and you're like, Riley lied. And I was like, yeah, was it a hookah lie?
Now we call it a hookah lie.
Oh, a hookah is lie. It a hookah lie? Or was it like a
something bad lie? Yeah.
And it was like a hookah lie.
It was like a hookah lie.
But for you, it was a trigger.
Yes.
And it was his first offense. And so for you, it was really bad.
Yes.
So I wonder like what people's threshold is for like first offense. And they're like, I'm done. Or like they have a threshold like, for a lot of forgiveness.
That's like cheating, for example, right? Like everyone has a what's cheating to you.
Oh, that's true.
Right. Like that's I feel like is a perfect example because, you know, maybe
cheating to me is getting caught.
Damn, girl.
I'm serious.
You savage.
Cheating is getting caught, okay? Because if you can live with the fact that you've cheated or if you can live with it and you can go to bed, like keep that shit to yourself.
Oh, trust me, 110%.
Like keep it to yourself.
Don't bring anything home.
Yeah. Don't bring anything home and don't be dumb enough for me to catch you.
Dang, the guys are gonna listen and be like, all right, I got my hall pass. I got my, at least as long as I don't get caught. Like, what?
I think a lot of people have consciences and like they can't live with it. And they're like, oh, I have to tell you something. I think I cheated on you. Right. Or they're dumb enough to leave their phone out and like a message pops up and they're like, it's like, oh, what are you hiding, bro?
See, because do you guys feel like, liking people's Instagrams is cheating?
Okay. No.
Do you feel like sliding in a DM is cheating?
It's inappropriate. I'd be pissed.
But you don't think that that's cheating? If he's talking to another female?
I would have to look at the message if it was like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, pendejo. You're so stupid. Why do you hang somebody?
Why do you hang?
Yeah, what the hell? What do you want? A titty pic? Like, seriously? I would literally laugh and be like, you are pathetic, bro.
But no, see, so that's not me. I would be like, bye-bye. That to me, sliding in someone's DMs means that there's intention and I am out.
Yeah, I mean, but if he was true, an initiator,
but that's how that's how sensitive I am to shit like that. And then some people would be like, no, like as long as there's no physical touch, then I'm done.
Or no, because emotional, there's emotional.
And then there's some that are like, I can forgive it though. If it was like one time and it meant nothing, then we can move forward. I'm not going to throw my whole.
Oh,
it's hard. I don't know. I think
dude,
it's just, it's,
can we
it's
talk about,
circumstantial.
Can we talk about the one, which we won't say who it is, but we all know this person and she was lied to by or cheated on by her husband multiple times. And she had this gut feeling that her husband was cheating. So she goes to his work, which she never goes to his work.
Oh, right.
And she was like, I have this. She has like this sixth sense. She's like crazy kind of.
She is nuts.
And she was like, I could like smell his sperm. She's like, I could sense it. She's like, I went and she's like, I sniffed around. She's like, I went to the bathroom and in the trash can was a like, fresh.
I still don't even believe. Like,
she's psycho. She found tissue paper that had like fresh, you know, like. But by the way, I had those moments where I'm like, I have, I know something is wrong.
My sixth sense is on point.
Like, women are so good at that.
So good.
I mean, to be able to sniff his sperm is
okay, well, I'm also not like that, though. I'm like
yeah. But anyway, so she
found. They've also been married, like, a million years.
For, like, 50 years. And so.
50 years?
No, but, like, close to.
Dang.
Yeah, it's a long time. And so she found it, and she
confronted.
She confronted the secretary, pretty much. And she was like, I know what you're doing. You need to stop fucking my husband because this is it for you.
And she goes, and take the plan B right now.
She gave her a plan B pill and goes, I'm not allowing you to have a child with my husband because he's not going to take care of that child. And now you're going to have two children without a father.
Oh my God.
She's like, she goes, take the pill and get out of here and never come back into our lives.
Dang.
And by the way,
I think she quit that day.
She did. She walked out and she called the husband, the mistress called the husband immediately. Mm-hmm. The husband called the wife and was like, hi, honey, kind of thing.
And then she was like, sorry, you don't have a secretary anymore. I guess you're going to have to find a new one.
He knew what had happened. Yeah.
Wait a second.
So she didn't even tell him because she didn't want him to like clean up evidence and tell her to leave or whatever. So she never told him anything. She handled it on her own.
Yeah.
Fired her, gave her the pill, basically gave her the evidence.
And what did she do to him?
Nothing.
What? I mean, it was like a don't you air, like, well, by the way, this was like not his first offense.
So that's where her threat. So no wonder.
And her thing was this.
That's it.
Her thing is, I know I had to look at my options, and it was either I leave him.
Right.
And I'm because now she's older, right? So she's like, I'm going to be alone.
So what? I would rather be alone.
So she said, I'd rather him push me in
a
wheelchair.
It's also a different generation.
It is
That's true.
And she's like, right? I'd rather him push me in a wheelchair and like take care of me in like these next few years of my life than be alone.
Wow.
Yeah. So she was like, I'm basically making him like my little bitch.
Well, I guess, but I guess if you...
But she loves him so much.
You have to continue to take him back after that?
Yeah. But she was like, I make him drive me around everywhere. And now she's like, he's like a little puppy doll. He's like, and he just...
I would hate that though.
I mean...
I don't know. I don't know.
I would rather be alone. Different.
I mean, that was happier alone.
For her, that is happiness. And for her, that is...
Out of your mouth.
Oh, for her, that's like her happiness and her... willing to accept.
And she didn't want to have to like tell the kids of like, hey, your dad's been doing this for so many years or
whatever.
Well,
you don't have to tell the kids, like, dad's a whore, you know, like your dad, you know, like, you know, instead it, but you're diminishing your own self-worth and value by I think so. Yeah, like, what? I would rather be alone and find love somewhere else and be like, screw this, I'm out. I'll find somebody that'll love me.
Do you remember the other one where we also know this person and she would put on wigs?
Oh,
oh my gosh.
She would put on wigs and because it was
drive.
Like, yeah, oh and because he was like, creep. Oh, I'm working late. And she was like, oh, are you? Oh, are you, motherfucker? And she would put on wigs and she would find him going and like talking to women and walking them out and doing.
Did she get caught one time? Like,
she got caught.
I see you.
He did. He was like, I see you. You're right here. He's like, and I'm not doing anything. Like,
psycho?
Yeah. But then, yeah.
But if you have to get to that point, like, get out of the relationship. Hello. Right?
I mean, that's what one would think, but I feel like once, I don't know.
Dude, I'm sorry. Abort, abort, abort. No.
Yeah, is this red flags. We're kind of Latin crazy? Is just all the stories we've heard, like,
maybe.
In our lifetime of like,
we've seen some shit.
I'm sorry. I just don't trust men. And this is maybe something that I feel like, is this a me thing? Or are we all like in on this together? Do we all agree on this or no? Do we feel like there are, I mean, look, ooh, yes, I trust hard. Riley, but like, I don't know. I feel like there's something. Ugh.
There's a part of me that'll always be like skeptical of a man.
Agreed.
Like, I think I know you, but I don't. I will never really know a man. You.
By the way, but will they ever know us either?
No.
Damn, bitch. At least think about it.
I know.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. Let me
think about that one.
No.
No, I don't think so.
I don't.
But although the thing is that women cheat all the time, they just never get caught because they ain't dumb. We know how to hide our tracks. But see, I can't live with myself. I am the type
that would do it, a conscious person.
And then I would be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just can't. Or I would get caught because that's just my luck.
That's true, too.
What about you guys?
I don't know. I don't think I could.
No,
I don't know.
No,
I don't know. I don't know.
It would, yeah, I feel like it's.
I think it's different when you have kids. Like that's the first thing that comes to your mind. Like, could I like,
yeah,
destroy?
Could
a family?
I, yeah, could I be the one going down and my kids going, oh, mom was a cheater? Like,
right.
I would die. Exactly. I would die. No, no.
And I don't know if men actually like see it through. I think that they're very
in
much
the moment. In,
yes.
Yeah, agreed.
Temptation gets the best of them, and then they think of the repercussions later.
Right.
Yes. Or what about like the whole the way to keep a man like happy is like keep his balls empty and his stomach full.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Listen, I think men are like that. Like, well, men are very.
If they're not.
I'm happy in the moment.
But if their needs are being met at home,
yeah,
they will not stray. Right.
We can't make that as we can't make that a statement because men still stray even though they're getting it.
But
at
if
home.
They're okay, so for example, if
guys
the wife,
with sex addiction or women,
oh,
whatever,
true.
People
oh,
with
but
sex
that's
addiction,
they have an addiction. But that's, I mean, addiction. That's a problem.
But let's say for example, though, like if you're as a wife, if you're like filling his needs by listening to him, encouraging him, you're having sex all the time, you're feeding, you know what I mean? Like right, you're taking care of the home. He's going to feel like his needs are met. Like
yes.
That would be a great like topic to have with a man and be like, what?
Well, he's not going to be like, well, yeah, I'd still cheat on you.
Like, yeah, he's like, yeah, babe, if she was hot, I'd definitely fuck her.
No, maybe you need to just like randomly like pull men that you don't know. They don't know
yes,
you.
Yes, there
so it's
you
not,
go.
Like, close. Like, they can be genuinely honest with you.
I think there is something to be said about like, you know, the buffet analogy. If you're hungry and you're at buffet, you're going to eat.
Everything.
But if
you're going to try it. You're going to try the Italian, the Chinese food.
I'm hungry.
The continental breakfast. You are going
to
eat it
loud
all.
As shit. Sorry, Andy. He's going to have to tone
Why
us down.
Why did we get so excited all of a sudden when you said buffet?
Thanksgiving, we are hungry today.
Ooh, it's Thanksgiving. I'm grateful. I'm thankful.
And I'm hungry.
And I'm hungry.
Give me my turkey.
See, if you've eaten already and you go to buffet, you're probably not going to eat, right? You'll look, but you're not going to eat.
Correct.
And I feel like, yes.
I might nibble.
I'll always eat a pizza, girl.
So
I don't care how full I am.
We just basically said that. So
we would cheat. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Look, I'm going through a lot right now. And like I was just telling the girls, and I have been telling the girls, I know I need to go to therapy. I need to, you know, talk to somebody, and I have with BetterHelp. You know, the best way to think about therapy is through a bunch of analogies. So, you know, we get oil changes for our cars to prevent bigger issues down the road. And we see the doctor and go to the gym to take care of our bodies to prevent injuries and diseases. We do chores regularly, right? Some of us, to avoid a messy house. And going to therapy is like all of the above. It's routine maintenance for your mental and emotional wellness to prevent bigger issues down the road. So going to therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you're investing in yourself to keep your mind healthy. And this is huge, especially for me right now. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than an in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. So why invest in everything else and not in your mind? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Humble and Hungry listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/humble. That's BetterHelp.com/humble. Discover your holiday love story with Audible. Listen to exclusive stories, original podcasts, and more. Enjoy brand new Audible originals like Hold Me Closer, Tony Danzig, and There's Something About Mary, and Christmas Podcast. Woof. Keep the podcast with romance favorites like 8 Winter Nights and Nick and Noelle's Christmas Playlist. Tis the season to get cozy. Look, I love Audible. I love reading a good book, but honestly, Audible's the way to go. You can listen in the car, before bed, with family. So just go to audible.com/holidayromance. Listen now, only from Audible.
All right. I want to talk to you guys a little bit about something that I'm obsessed with right now. And I have been for a while, but it's CBD. And I know that it's everywhere. But I guess the main question is, how do you know if it's high quality? What scientists know about CBD is that it helps with daily stresses, but you have to use a quality product to get quality results. Charlotte's Web hemp extracts are tested 20 times from seed to final product. And unlike many companies, Charlotte's Web has their own proprietary hemp genetics. So the end products are consistent, meaning you know what to expect from each bottle, which I think is phenomenal. And they're a mission-driven B Corp, which means that they've promised to help the planet and humanity and all of that good stuff. Please go to charlottesweb.com to get started with the OG CBD brand, who basically kicked this whole CBD craze, and use code HUMBLE at checkout to save 15% on your order. This code is eligible on all CBD products besides bundles and starter sizes. I'm telling you, you won't want to miss it. We were at Javier's the other day, and there was this couple next to us.
Mm-hmm. It was a DILF.
He was, not gonna lie, he was fine.
Yes.
And he was peppered, and he had blue eyes, and he had muscles.
Yeah.
That he were like, looked like the Dos Equis
yes,
guy.
Yes, it was yes. like a,
but except like
finer version yes, of the Dos yes. Equis guy.
His muscles yes. were so massive, and right. they had a 7-month-old.
Right, because we asked.
Because we hungry.
We had googly eyes. We were all like,
dude, you guys were ovulating at the table. I was like, if you come over here, sir, you're going to impregnate all these women. You're about to be daddy to all of these. Like, oh no.
No, but see, but respectfully to the wife.
Yes, very respectful. We didn't do anything. We were just
straight. So she, okay, so this is the reality of it. Okay, so she was like in a big t-shirt, right? Like her hair was like in a messy bun. Like you could tell she was exhausted. And by the way, I saw her and I was like, girl, I see you.
We've all been there. We were that person.
And I was like, I get it. And by the way, it must suck to be that and then have this fine ass husband.
And everyone's like, who's like drooling over him.
Yes.
Like, because then how do you like,
so they get up and I was like, oh my God, how old is he? And he's like, oh, 7 months. And she's like, yeah. And she apologized for the way that she looked.
I know, she
because
did.
You could tell that it was an insecurity thing.
Well, also, she's sitting next to a table with four chicks who got ready to go to Javier's.
Right.
Fucking Javier's. We always go to Javier's.
I love Javier's.
It's always Javier's.
And so she was like, oh, she's like, I know. She's like, I know. And I'm in this big t-shirt and my hair. And she's like, and she made a comment that he always like tells her that it's like, not that it's not okay to not be put together and like fit again, but she made a comment that like, I don't know. It was almost like he's throwing, I think, digs at her.
Yeah. Like, oh, hey, that's a personal trainer.
It's been 7 months. There's no excuse. And I go, honey.
I went to the restroom when all of this happened. How did you guys get that much information?
Dude, we're quick. We're quick, man.
I know.
And I told her.
We go straight. We go deep.
She's 2 years old. I go, and I'm barely getting back. And she goes, oh, don't tell him that because he says there's no excuse. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
And I wanted to look at her like,
maybe that's why he's having a kid at 50 some plus and years because he's a dick.
By the way, we went from saying, impregnate me to he's a dick.
Oh, hell no.
Oh. And you're.
And so I like in that like, literally minute and a half of like quick conversation, it was like
a window into their relationship.
Not just that, but it makes me so sad that women like can't just go through the postpartum phase just like unfazed. We are so hard on ourselves sucks.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, gosh, like, and I hope that he doesn't cheat or look elsewhere because she's going through this phase of like trying to get herself
how
back.
Long does postpartum last? Because I'm 3 years and is there a cutoff? Because
I don't know, man. I just feel like, but also like confidence is sexy. Confidence is so sexy. And
you just
like,
have to rock. You just have to own
I'm
your
confident.
Shit.
You are.
I'm confident.
But I'm still postpartum. Like I have to just own and I'm like appreciating just my new it. Life and my new body.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
I don't know if it's technically postpartum. I think it's just more of...
This is you now.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But when does it turn from postpartum to...
I don't know.
This is just life.
Well, I mean, our bodies have just changed, right?
Yes.
don't remind me.
And let's pause.
I'm sad.
No, it shouldn't be sad. But also, we've gotten
down, like our weight down before. Yeah. And then
it's
we
just a lot of hard work. And there's just two, when you have kids and like for me with my job, it's just, there's so many variables and I don't have anything that is stable. It's not like I go in it from 8 to 5 and every day at 5 o'clock, I get the 5:30 class and I'm home by 6:30 and dinner. And like, it's not like that.
Yeah.
Every day is so different. So it's
by the way,
hard to schedule.
It's discipline. Okay, I know.
Don't have it.
It's discipline. Nope. It's consistency.
Nope. Don't have that.
Exactly.
Don't have
that.
Keep going.
I failed. Don't have the two fundamental ingredients. No,
and that's honestly what it's about. And I think that if we're disciplined, right? Like for me, I kept making excuses of, I don't have time to work out because I'm with Piper all day. And it's like, no, bitch, you can easily go before she wakes up, which is exhausting, right? Because for me, it was like my sleep means more.
Yes.
But now I'm like, I got a little fire under my ass and now I'm motivated, but so it's that, and it's just, it's making time and saying, hey, when she takes, go down for a nap, or is doing a few freaking squats while she's watching Cocomelon or whatever. It's like, there is, where there's a will, there is a way. So we have to like, also,
again, it's how do you switch that little thing in your brain to be like, just do it.
I don't know. You have to find that thing. And for me, I think it was having this issue in our relationship, like sort of come to fruition. It was like, oh, right. I need to shower. I need to get dressed.
I need to brush my teeth.
I need to wash my ass, right? I need to wash my leggings. I need to do those things.
You need to wash your leggings.
You know what I'm saying? Because we let ourselves go sometimes. And it's like, right. I used to feel sexy. I used to like have confidence. I used to do all those sexy things with you and I stopped doing that. And that also affected our relationship.
Yeah.
And you forget because you're like just in the day to day, but it's like he brought up like, hey, like we used to sleep naked together. And it's like, right. We used to.
What?
And then before you have kids.
Yeah. And then I got pregnant and I was wearing clothes.
Yeah.
And
I was
then
like, it was, when there's kids around, them walking in, they're
No, but it was like, it was those small things that were like, it would keep you connected. Yeah, it would keep you staying intimate. It would keep you doing those things. And then, you know, you slowly start to like wear the baggy your pants and wear the baggy pajamas.
The
and then,
holy shirt.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah.
And then you're just like, just disheveled as shit for like 24, like all day.
Yeah.
He comes home and you're in the same clothes and you haven't showered. And
but sometimes, that's and
sometimes,
life,
by the way, and sometimes that's okay. But I feel like I'm here to remind you that it's okay to put on a little makeup to maybe shower. By the way, and maybe it's not makeup, but maybe it's like, get out of the same pajamas.
Put deodorant on. Okay.
Like, put on a little, maybe a little perfume. Or like, maybe it's a bun. Maybe it's a cleaner bun, right? Like, no, I'm serious. Yeah. Those small things. Like, just remember, like, he is looking at you and you are looking at him. And maybe he's also let himself go a little bit. But hey, maybe if you start to put yourself together, he'll want to like.
Well, there was there was this, I saw this, I don't know if it was a TikTok or Instagram, but for 30 days, she would do a video of herself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And then she would be like, I'm beautiful. And she would like smile.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
And like, you would see by the 30th day, and it's not even for them anymore, right?
No, it's for yourself.
You will tell yourself every day, like, look at me, I am beautiful.
Yes, yes.
Like, you could see in her, and then she would take a picture. By the 30th day, like, her glow was like confident and sexy again. And it was just like, she was happy.
Mm-hmm. So Mel Robbins, who I follow, did this thing about like the power of the high five. And she was like, do you know what the underlying, all the champions, the NFL or basketball champions, what is one thing that they all have in common, all the champions? She's like, it's not that they all get up at 5 a.m. and work out and whatever. It's the fact that they high-five each other, that they're constantly like
hyping each other up
and saying, hey, we're a team. Because if you only think about yourself, right, then that's not a team effort. But she was like, there's a power in high-fiving yourself every day and saying, we got this, we're good. Like, and there's way more into
so
it, but it's
true.
It's a simple gesture like that, but it's looking in the mirror and saying, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
You got this. Yep. Like, and it's just crazy how those small little things that sound so ridiculous actually make a difference.
You almost have to be.
I'm
going to
try this, guys. I'm going to high five myself.
High five right now. High five. High five. High five. High five. So nice. No, but dude, you guys, I feel like I'm my own cheerleader for my own self. You guys don't do that?
I used to be, and then I lost it. And then I was looking for I think for maybe him to fulfill me and be like, oh, I needed him to be like, you're beautiful, you're this. And but now
you have to do it yourself.
I'm telling you, this conversation.
Because as you start to feel more beautiful and more confident about yourself, he's like, damn, baby, you have sexy today. Yes. Like, you are hot.
By the way, in just a week, I've already seen the shift in myself. Wow. And I love that. So fucking powerful. It I cannot even tell you.
It's
guys,
life
I think something's
changing.
Clicking in my brain right now.
I think
I'm going to have my post.
It's crazy.
Uh-oh. Thanksgiving, like, okay, here
like,
it is.
This is it.
Challenge.
You laugh
with this. Dude, I'm telling you. And I've already lost, like, quite a few pounds. Love I it. See it in myself. And I was, like, starting to take pictures of myself. And I was like, yes, girl.
Get it, girl.
But yes. We need to love ourselves before
agreed.
Anyone else
no
can
one
love us. And
agreed.
It's and it's yes. so simple. And if our cup is full, because we fill it mm-hmm. ourselves, we can fill up our baby's cup and our husband's cup.
Yep.
And
everybody cup.
Yeah.
It overflows. Bring your cup. Bring your cup.
It does. It overflows if you.
Yes. But agreed.
You can also not expect anyone to make you happy. And like you are responsible for your own happiness.
I know.
And it's no one's and it's job easy to make you happy, right? Like that's a big burden.
Jessica, you're going to therapy now, right? And didn't she ask you like, what are you doing for yourself?
Right. She's like, what do you do for yourself? And I was like,
And then you told her you go to yoga. And then she's like, well, the Satan's in yoga.
Right. She's like, that's not Christian.
Guys.
And I was like,
yeah, that's wild. If any like yogis it. Out there and are Catholic, you're going
Christian.
To hell.
No, don't say it like that.
She's just saying that like you're bringing in an energy,
well, no,
right?
No, it's just no.
What did she say?
The poses are
Hinduism.
Are Hinduism, like, right? And so it's against it's not
against
Christianity.
Christianity.
So yeah, but that's a whole just other.
Weird. I know.
Thing. I just like, and I told her I'm like,
but yeah. So she asked you like, what are you doing?
And
for
I told
your...
her I was like. But I go and I'm like, I don't actually like listen. And she's like, it doesn't matter. You're doing the poses. And I was like, oh, okay.
I'm just a like, downward dog, the hose dead.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
You're like, way to beat me down. I'm telling you, I do something for myself. So and now I can't do that.
No, but she did say, she goes, do you want me to go like the religious route or do you want me just to go like.
Or doctor. Like,
the doctor
she's
route.
A doc- right. So she's like, doctor,
right.
book. Or religious. And I was like, hey, let's do a little bit of both. I kind of want to do both.
Happy blend.
Well, because, you know, because talking about divorce, it was like, it goes against your Christianity, you know, like your religion.
Right.
And so it was like that kind of eats at you. So then, so it's like, ooh. So I was like, yeah, let's talk about both.
Because you guys are doing couples counseling and you're doing individual.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is good.
It is.
Yeah, it is good.
I always wonder, I mean, they say that it's so good to go even before you get married and even when things are good, it's still good to go.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
I love, no,
I have
no.
you guys.
No,
you guys
because
are my
we,
counselors. You
we
guys
don't
are my
give
therapist.
Good advice.
No.
No.
And we're not doctors.
And we're not. No.
Who says you guys don't give good advice?
I mean, I think I give great advice.
I think so too.
You guys
I mean,
are
that's
the
why
best.
We have a podcast. That's why you have a podcast, darling. Yes.
Listen, because you guys go all, you know, it flip flops. Like one day you'll give amazing advice and then sometimes you give shitty advice. And then it's like,
so then you pick
then
and
you
choose.
Average, then you average it out. And then
I will say what we're really good at is that we, even though we know so much about each other's relationships, like I would never judge your guys' husbands. And I know that you guys would never judge mine.
Correct.
And it's almost like we can separate that without like hating our spouses.
Yep.
No? But that happens.
Yes. He's like, no, I hate Riley.
No, not at all.
No, but we were going down that path. And I remember it back when I was dating Tim 10 years ago.
Yes, you're right.
It
you're
was
right,
getting
right.
ugly. And I was like, you guys, stop.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk shit? Yeah. Talk shit with each other. Do not tell me.
Right. Like, because you're making me not want to tell you.
Right. Because then you're, exactly, you're pushing me away. And this is the person that I want to be with.
Right.
And I think that helped.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Okay.
Because we even tell our mom everything, which that is not normal. Like, a lot of people don't tell their parents things. And
like
she knows.
Everything.
But, and my mom even said, because I didn't want to tell her about this lie. Mm-hmm. And she's like, can I tell you something? She's like, I love these three men like they're my sons. Mm-hmm. So.
And she treats them like
and
that.
And she treats them like that. And she's like, I will never hate them. Obviously, if like.
They
cheated or they beat us
thing.
Or they did something like that, then yes, she would obviously, you know, tell us, you know, or tell them to kick rocks. But she was like, I she knows that their intentions are good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're good men.
And she and she's always said that they are very, you guys got good men and good husbands and good fathers.
Yeah.
And for her, that means everything.
Yeah. So
and she's got knowledge, right, of life, and yes. It's like, guys, is it really worth a divorce, or is that really worth she's a fight like
she
like
gives
that.
The best
she's like,
advice. Yeah.
You didn't catch him cheating in your bed, and I'm like, God, Mama, it has to be that intense to be like, bye, yeah. But she's like, this is nothing. This is nothing. She's like, God, I wish I could go back and yeah. like tell my old self like these little things. You don't mess up a family over these things. You got to get over it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, all right.
That's
she,
true.
She calmed yeah. my ass down real yeah. quick.
She put a little bit of perspective.
She did.
She always
did.
Does.
I know.
She's the first one I call anytime. I'm like, Mom.
I know.
Although the other good person to tell and talk shit to is their mother.
Oh. Yeah.
Because it's their son. Like, they'll always love their son. So you can tell them, like, your son is a piece of shit. She'll be like, yeah, I know. Sometimes,
no,
yeah. But
no, because, no. By the way, because we got lucky with our mother-in-laws. There are probably some mother-in-laws out there that are like, don't
not
you
my
dare
son.
Talk about
oh,
my
yeah.
son.
Yeah. Oh, they're protective.
By the way, I already see my DMs lucky. Getting flooded with, like, no, my mother-in-law.
I'm sure. I wouldn't tell my mother-in-law.
You wouldn't? I would be like, your son.
No, you know what? She'll be like, oh, aren't they alike? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
No, that's when I would be like, you ready to go? Can we go get some coffee? Can we go get in the car? And yeah, it's just
you
like.
Because you have talked to yours.
Yeah, she's my
I
person.
I love her. I love Vicky.
My mother-in-law is amazing. Yes. And we have some like. We
the
will go
best
deep, deep conversations about
we were in
love
Hawaii.
And life.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's.
I was like, Vicky, let's go on a road trip. No, she was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys spent like half a day shopping.
We did. And,
yeah.
I know. We was like, hi, Mom. Hey, girl.
She's
like,
the best.
She is.
We got really
if
lucky.
If you can, and if you have that relationship with your mother-in-law, yeah. go to them. Talk to them. Because yeah. they can also have those hard conversations with their son and going, mm-hmm. look, you yeah. need to shape up, boy.
Exactly. Yep.
You need yep. to do this. Like, I didn't raise you, son, to be like this. Like,
right.
Or don't repeat
but
mistakes.
But I also wouldn't run to them with everything. No. Thing either. It's almost like those when you
no,
really
those sound,
need
like, yeah, yeah when you need them
yeah
yes
I agree
wait so but then would you okay so let's say what if you had a problem like in the bedroom like you wouldn't go
yep wouldn't go to her
what if you, yeah, nope.
She's, like, she would probably laugh at me and be like nope you're done
yeah
like, and get out of my car
so imagine yeah. like so there's the, yeah so you gotta okay, be yeah, careful there's certain things
yeah
that
my
like,
mother-in-law's always like don't forget date night. It's the most important thing you will ever do. She's like, you need to make time for each other.
It's true.
Do not connect because it's so important. Because I think she was seeing that he was working mm-hmm. all the time.
Oh,
and,
right, right.
You know, we were just not
start
having alone
drift.
Time. Yeah. So she was like, I'm going to watch Piper. Last time she was here. And she's like, you guys are going to go out.
Oh, I love that.
She was like, and I think she saw it. Mm-hmm. And so now it's like, okay. But the writing's on the wall. Like, we need to do those things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's important. So important. But... All right, so moral of the story is...
I don't know.
Wait,
what is it?
Let's wrap this up.
Wash your ass.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Don't hookah lie.
Don't hookah lie. If you have an app
love
for
yourself.
Your phone, love yourself.
High five yourself. Tell yourself you're beautiful. We'll only fill our own cups.
Cheating. We're on the fence. We said yes. We said no. We came back around.
Just don't go to a buffet.
Don't go to a buffet hungry.
Or not hungry.
Just hungry.
But always have the pizza. I don't know.
There's a lot of takeaways
and,
here.
I guess be thankful.
Yeah.
But overall, be thankful. Yeah, for sure.
And be your own cheerleader.
Be thankful. Yeah.
Be your own cheerleader.
Yeah.
High five.
High five at home. We love you
Your
guys.
Your hands are sweaty.
That's Jessica. That's
oh,
not me.
Sorry.
Mine are dry as shit.
Oh, it was
that
me.
That was really... Oh, that is... You're like... Oh my God, your hands are so clammy.
I'm hungover. Yesterday was a crazy night.
Yeah.
It was just a Wednesday night.
No, that is the biggest boozy night of the year. The night before Thanksgiving.
It was awesome. I fell asleep on the couch.
I've never had so many people stay in my house. Oh my God. And a dog is here. I mean, like, I don't even know what's happening.
It was fun.
It was a little mini party. It was a good time.
I love that my kids just were like passed out on the couch. We all slept together. We all cuddled.
No, it's so nice. Like, these are the moments that we're going to look back and be like, God, do you remember when we used to have like, we were young and our kids were babies mm-hmm. and they would just like play and we'd get shit faced. Oh, the good old days.
Oh, the
now
kids
we're old.
And the kids' memories. Yeah, do you remember when our parents would?
we would pass out at Tia's house on the couch because mom got too drunk.
You guys, we used to be those kids that would pass out on our aunt's couch because our parents were partying.
Yeah, so the story repeats itself. What's
exactly.
the problem?
Anyways, I love you guys so much.
You.
Thank you for letting me vent. I hope don't hate us for not going into full detail, but you know, again, there's personal boundaries. We gotta walk that fine line. But yeah, I love Riley very much. Yes. We're very much together still. It's made us stronger. We're definitely still looking at houses and getting married and having a baby.
And you guys have that googly eye looks at each other. Like now you guys are like, ha, like you guys have
that. We needed it. Yeah. It's good. Agreed. It's good. So we're really happy. We're good. But I still need therapy. I think that's the moral of the story.
Everybody needs therapy.
We all need a little therapy in our lives. All right, ladies. All right, I love you.
And I'll see you. Now let's go eat.
Later.
Yum, 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 yum.
Bye. Let's go have mimosas.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You know, I've always said that I was going to be transparent with this show. And if that meant talking about my relationships or whatever it may be in my life, I was always going to, if I'm able to talk about it, always talk to you guys and be honest with you. So, you know, especially with this, with relationships, we all have relationships in our lives. And I think that, you know, if you guys can just gain any sort of pearl from what I'm going through, then that's the goal. So I love you all so much. Thank you for always being so kind and there for me. And I hope I'm there for you as well. And thanks for just hanging out with me every week. I love you all. And remember, stay humble and stay hungry.